Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the second day of Iyar, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masech the site of Perek Sheni, Mishnah Aleph. Our Mishnah goes back to the topic of giving the Soter to drink. It's going to tell us the laws of the Korban Mincha of the Soter and how it was different from other Menaches. Hoyomavius Minchasa, the husband would bring her Mincha that was consisted of 1/10 of an ephah of barley flour, no oil, no frankincense, no shaman, no levaina. And the Mishnah says that he would bring this mincha besoich kefifa mitzras, in a basket made of willow branches. Some say, not willow branches, of palm branches. Others say that it came from the fiber around the palm tree. Others still say it might be a mitzras, it might be an Egyptian form basket. The noisna, and he would place the basket with the mincha in it, al yadah, on the hands of his wife. And this was done kedei liyagos, says the Mishnah, in order to tire her out, because it's going to remain on her hands the whole time until after they give her the waters to drink. And their hope is that maybe with all of this pressure on her and tiring her out, maybe that'll drop her confidence a little bit. And if she was guilty, maybe that would cause her to confess that she was guilty. Kol ha-menaches t'chilosan v'sofin v'chlisharis. All other menaches, in the beginning, when they were first brought, when a person brought his mincha to the azara, to the courtyard, to offer it, it would be brought in kalim, which were maybe not klisharis, but fit to be klisharis, like silver or gold. The sofon, and at the end, when the kohen took the mincha and placed it in a klisharis, it was in a klisharis, one in the holy vessels. The zoi, but this mincha brought for the soter, tchilosa b'chfifa mitzris. When it was first brought, it was in a wicker basket, or a basket made out of date palms. The sofa b'chle sharis. And the end of it, it would end up klisharis. But in the beginning, it was brought in a chfifa mitzris. The Gemara explains that that even though there are those who hold you could bring it, it doesn't have to be a klisharis, or even fit to be klisharis, but everybody would agree that bringing it in such a poor taste of a kfifa mitzras, you wouldn't do that for any mincha, except for the mincha of the seita. Kol ha-menaches tuna shemen ulevaina. All menaches had oil brought with them, ulevaina, the frankincense, the zoi, but this one, eina tuna would not require, it is not allowed to have lo shemen, lo ulevaina, no oil, no frankincense accompanying it. Kol ha-menaches bois menachitin. All menaches came from wheat, and this came from barley. We'll soon see later in this Mishnah more about that. Now, in this way, in this sense, the minchas of a soita is different to even a mincha of a sinner. Because a mincha of a sinner also doesn't have oil or levaina. The Torah says this, lo yosim l'shem and lo'tin levaina. But at least it had one maila that it came from wheat. Wheat was more choshev than barley. Wheat is considered a human food. But this one, the mincha soita, had none of these milas. It did not have oil, did not have the lavona, and it was made of barley. Minchas ha'omer, the mincha of the omer, apel b'shabo min ha'sa'orin, even though it came from the barley, on the 16th day of Nisan, the one that was offered to allow the chodosh, to allow the new grain from the new season to be able to be eaten. But that mincha of the omer offering, that was, even though it was barley, but at least it was hiosa bar geras. It came from very finely sifted. It was done through 13 sifts until it was almost so fine it looked like the soilus of the chitin, looks like the top quality of wheat. It looked like it. Vizoy, but this one, the mincha of the soita bar kemach, it came with a flour mixed with the bran, just as it was ground up, with all the husks in it, etc. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Kishem Shemaseh Amaseh Behemah, just like her actions were that of an animal, animals are not loyal to their partners, Kach Karbona Machal Behemah, so too she has for her carbon made of flour, barley flour, which is really Machal Behemah. Barley is usually used for animal food. Mishnah base. Continuing now about preparing the water to give to the soter. Hoyo maybe the kohen would bring pioli shel cheres chadosha. He would bring a cup or a bowl made of earthenware, that was new, never been used before. Pale is actually a Greek word. He would put into it half a log of water from the wash basin. There was a special kior, a wash basin that had in it water that was kodesh, because it had to be waters that were in a keli klishoros, which becomes holy by being a klishoros. Rabbi Huda Amir Revis, he says, no, half as much. He says only a revis of water was brought, a revis of a log of water. Just like Rabbi Yehuda later on we'll see, holds that you write less on the Megillah of the Sotah, which has the name of Hashem on it and going to be erased afterwards. Just like he says you have less writing on it, kach memayit b'mayim. So too, he says he has a smaller share for water, so you only take a quarter of a log. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like the Tanna Kamma that would take half a log of water. Nichnas l'heichal. When the kohen would then enter the chamber into the Mishkan or the Beis Hamikdash, ofonali mona, he would turn to his right. Generally speaking, when the Gemara says whenever you turn to the right. Umokim hoyasham amalama. There was a place there that was won by one amma, square amma, which was recognizable as different from the other floor, from the rest of the floor. The tavla shel shayish, and there was a marble tavla. It was a marble tile that was in this place that was not connected to the rest of the stones of the floor. But tabas shehosu kavuba, and there was a ring attached or fixed into this tile. Kishuchshu magbia, when he would lift it up, when the kohen would come to the eichel, lift up the tavla, lift up this panel or this tile, noitel ofar mitachtahu. He would take that from the earth that was underneath that tile. The noisen, and he would put it into the water that was in the pele, that was in the bucket, kedei sheira alamayim, just enough earth that it can be seen on the water, so people can tell that there's earth there. Shenamos, it says, Umine ofar asher yeh bekarka mishkan yikach hakohen v'nasal hamayim, and from the earth that will be there in the karka, in the floor of the mishkan, that's where he takes and he places it into the water. And because it doesn't say v'nasan ba mayim, in the water, but rather el hamayim, that's where the Gemara learns that the offer, that the earth should not be completely dissolved in it. It should be, you should still be able to see some of that earth that's on the water. There should be nikar al pnei mayim.